Hello, this is Pat. US tourist battles blaze at Tesco petrol station, and this article is accompanied by a view through trees to a fire engine among the petrol pumps. A United States tourist helped to battle a fire at an Oxfordshire petrol station midway through his holiday. Darren Fleming, a 61-year-old software engineer from Illinois, was 2 weeks into his trip when the car alongside him at the Abingdon Tesco petrol station off Marcham Road burst into flames. He, his uncle and another pedestrian then fought the blaze, wearing out a number of fire extinguishers as they did so. At around 8:30 on Saturday, May the 30th, Alan Mutton, a 74-year-old from Kennington, Oxfordshire, and his nephew, Mr. Fleming, were looking at a 1979 Pontiac Firebird Trans Am muscle car. "We were admiring it because it is an American car," said Mr. Fleming, "and when the young man driving it started it, it just burst into flames." He added, "Then the person driving it jumped out on fire and ran in front of our car. Ambulances were seen at the petrol station, and the driver, whose identity is unknown, had some burns on his legs," according to Mr. Fleming. "He was taken to the Tesco supermarket for immediate first aid." After the initial shock, Mr. Mutton drove his car, which was next to the Pontiac, away from the fire, and then the duo and a motorcyclist, also at the petrol station, ran to get some extinguishers to battle the flames on the car. Initially, it looked kind of small, isolated round the engine, but it got quite large quite fast, said Mr. Fleming, who added that once he realised the danger, he quit being a tourist and helped out. He said, "We emptied about 8 fire extinguishers onto it." Mr. Mutton, who used to work for a publisher, added it reignited a couple of times, but luckily we got it out, and the Tesco staff were really good organising people and blocking traffic coming into the petrol station. "As you can see, myself, Darren and the other guy had to get pretty close to put the fire out." The Oxfordshire local had been given some small fire training acting as a fire warden when he was a publisher, but said that he and the other two just focused on the job in hand. "We were just intent on doing the job and putting the fire out," he said. "It was just something I did instinct from the past." He added, "I knew I had to get the extinguisher down to the seat of the flame and keep hitting the flame until it was out." Multiple fire crews and police would later turn up at the scene.